I'm here with James Aldred, freelance cameraman and director of Canopy Access. James, can you tell me, as a cameraman, what programmes you've kind of worked on filming?
Well, I do most of my work through the Natural History Unit, which is a section of the BBC based in Bristol. I'm freelance, but most roads lead to them. So I've worked a lot on the big blue chip series such as Planet Earth, Human Planet, Life of Mammals, Life in the Undergrowth, Natural World films, a lot of expedition style films as well. So most things in the BBC.
Brilliant. Yeah. So can you tell me why health and safety is important as a cameraman?
The thing about being a cameraman is that when you're doing your job and you're looking through a lens, forget the rest of the world exists, really, and it can be a real issue. It gives you a sort of sense of detachment, as if you're passively observing something, when in actual fact you're in it, you're immersed in that scenario. So health and safety is very important because it watches you back when you can't, basically. So once you have the health and safety systems in place, you can sign that off in your mind, throw it to the back of your head, you don't have to worry about it anymore, which means you can do your job properly.
Okay, fantastic. And today's event here at Emily Moore Transmission Station is about working at height. How do you tackle the issue being a freelance cameraman? Do you find that you get producers and directors pushing you towards doing things? How do you cope with that?
There's always pressure to get the next best shot, but you have to be comfortable within your own limits. And ultimately, you have a vested interest to make sure that the systems are safe and that you're not over reaching yourself and promising things that you can't deliver. That can be a real problem in the media industry because it's so competitive. People want can-do solutions. And it's very easy to just say, yeah, that'll be all right. Yeah, that'll be all right. But you can't do that because you'll get caught out sooner or later. So, yes, you just have to be very confident about what you can and can't achieve. And you have to absolutely stick with your guns. And if all else fails, go with your gut intuition.
Do you have to have any kind of safety qualification to be a cameraman?
No, not at all. The only qualification you need is to be able to use a camera. Simple as that. I mean, it really is. And they say, you know, you're only as good as your last job. So whatever you have filmed will be judged by others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you create a career and a reputation. So in terms of qualifications, no. From the rope side of things and the rigging side of things, then training is essential. You know, it doesn't have to be formal training, although if you do want to go on the market and get independent insurance, then they're going to ask you for proof of formal qualifications because that's their benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way that they've got of getting a calibration on your skills. So I would say, yes, IRATA, Industrial Rope Access Trade Association qualifications have stood me in very good stead over the years. They're a good place to start. Sure.
Brilliant. You mentioned earlier, you gave a presentation at the event today, that your passion is filming in the rainforest.
Yeah.
Now, what you talked a lot about canopy rigging, and you do a lot of canopy rigging when you're filming in the rainforest. What is it, and why is it important part of kind of health and safety when you're filming in the rainforest?
The thing about rainforests is it's not like in the sort of... it's not really like what you see on TV, to be perfectly honest. You think that when you go into a rainforest, you're going to be overwhelmed by animals and birds everywhere. It's not like that at all. Most of them are very secretive and hiding. And most of them spend the majority of their lifetime in the canopy. So if you really want to get a handle on what's going on in the rainforest, sooner or later, you've got to get up high into the tops of the trees. Lots of different ways of doing that. There are some places around the world which are long-term study sites where they even have cranes where you can get in a gondola and be dropped down into a canopy. But for most of the places that we work in, they're so remote, you have to use whatever you can carry in. Now, you obviously can't carry a cherry picker in and you can't do, you know, carry a crane in. So you've got to carry ropes. Ropes are the only way to do it, really, efficiently. And in order to use ropes, you have to have the knowledge and the skill base ahead of time. In order to use them safely. But
okay.
Yeah, that's the idea, is to get it, use ropes to get into the canopy to see behaviour, whether it's nesting birds or primates visiting a fruiting tree. But the ropes are kind of the key that unlocks that world, really.
Okay, fantastic. And what would you, what are the main hazards when working in the rainforest, other than obviously working from height and being up a tree? What things are you faced with?
Main hazards are in working in a rainforest are probably in order are heat exhaustion, then attack by bees and hornets, so anaphylaxis, allergic reactions. Then you have snakes, obviously, although you don't see them very often, but they are a hazard. Depending on the part of the world, I mean, a lot of the rainforests are in developing countries and they're in war zones, you know, places like the Congo. You know, the civil unrest is a very big issue, not so much in the forest, but certainly getting in and out of it, because you have to go through major towns and cities. So that can be a very big, unpredictable and extremely dangerous hazard. Other hazards can be things like elephants that have been hunted in an area, very aggressive, and they'll, you know, catch you and try and get hold of you if they can. But generally speaking, when you're on the ropes, you're sort of home and dry, you tend to be fairly safe.
Brilliant. And what happens if there is kind of an emergency when you're up in the trees on the ropes?
Always rig for rescue so that someone on the ground can get me down remotely, and vice versa, I can get my colleague down remotely. Whether they want to come down or not, you can basically collapse the system and lower them down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And just generally, I mean, today's event's about working at height, and obviously you do hear of lots of accidents at height. It's one of the biggest killers generally in occupational safety. What would you say to people that do work from height without the correct equipment and training? What would you say to them?
Well, if there are people there who are working without equipment and training, they're mad, but if they're on their own, that's their own lookout, they can do what they want. As soon as you start working with other people, though, you have to take moral responsibility and realise that whatever you do and situation you get into is going to affect other people around you. And I would say people who are working routinely at height without training or without going through that learning process, however they get it, are just mad.
Great.
I just can't get my head around that at all.
Thanks, James. Cheers. Thank you.